17 years ago, Vermont became one of the first jurisdictions in the world to legalize civil unions between gay and lesbian couples. A historic marker on the statehouse lawn now commemorates that watershed moment. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld was there for its unveiling.
The debate on the House floor over civil unions lasted 12 hours, and it was one of the most divisive moments in the institution's history.
And I've been called names in this chamber, in this building, the likes of which I have never experienced in my life.
That's archival tape of Representative Bill Lippard from March 17th of 2000.
Because for some people, the hate runs that deep. The prejudice runs that far.
For Lippard, the 76 to 69 vote in favor of civil unions held special meaning.
It seemed like at the time my name was Representative Bill Lippard, the only openly gay member of the General Assembly, all strung together because it was true.
That's Lippard on Tuesday morning, just after the unveiling of a state historic marker honoring passage of civil unions in 2000, as well as the marriage equality law that would come 9 years later. Lippard's unique role in the civil union debate made him a favorite target of a rabid opposition. He recalls a briefing from state police in the hours before a public hearing on the civil union bill.
And they told us what the escape route was? In case something happened. And they said, you follow our direction, you don't ask us questions. If we say go, you go.
Lippard says vivid memories of those difficult moments made Tuesday's celebration somewhat surreal.
I would never have dreamt, number one, that marriage equality would have happened in Vermont, marriage equality would have happened all across the country, and that a marker would be put on the statehouse lawn commemorating this in my lifetime.
That commemoration comes in the form of a green and gold marker cast in aluminum and rising prominently from the statehouse lawn. Stan Baker was the named plaintiff in the landmark Supreme Court case that led to civil unions. He gave a short speech to the 150 or so people who came out to witness the unveiling. Baker says people still ask him why he and his now husband, Peter Harrigan, went ahead with the suit.
Our answer then and still is because we fell in love. Because we fell in love. We wanted to have a legal bond joining us, and we wanted to be able to proclaim our love in front of our family and friends.
A lot has changed in the intervening years. Gay couples now have the freedom to marry anywhere in the United States, and according to a Pew Research Center survey conducted earlier this year, nearly two-thirds of Americans support same-sex marriage. When Baker and five other people filed their suit in 1997, they faced a far different social backdrop.
Regular folks found themselves using words they never used before. Homosexual, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, same-sex, etc. People who before were able to maintain a veneer of tolerance suddenly had to face their own heterosexism.
In their fight for equality, Baker says he and other gay Vermonters have empowered the institution of marriage for everybody.
If you've been denied a fundamental right, you know the value of that thing and will stand up and fight for it.
Lois Farnham and Holly Puderbaugh wore matching tie-dye T-shirts for Tuesday's celebration.
As of Friday, we will have been together for 45 years.
The couple was also part of the Baker case. They married shortly after the passage of Vermont's marriage equality law. But Puderbaugh says the historic marker further cements that bond.
Recognition of the value of the relationship and what we have done, and sort of like a stamp of approval.
There are nearly 250 historic markers in Vermont, but they're generally reserved for events that happened at least 50 years ago. Laura Treishman is the Vermont Historic Preservation Officer. She says the importance of the civil union law and the same-sex marriage legislation that followed warranted an exception to that rule. Treishman says the Historic Preservation Office has plans to commemorate other people, places, and events related to Vermont's LGBTQ history. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.